Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Pastor Stephen Palmer. He's the Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and we're going to be discussing the Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. Pastor Steve, welcome.
Thanks, Kathy. It's good to be here.
Good to see you. And so let's start out by, tell us how Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry came to be.
Yeah. Neighbors of Hope has been a part of what is known as the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions. And part of our mission statement is that we help out the homeless, those suffering from issues of addiction, as well as those experiencing food insecurities. And so we launched Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry back in May of 2010.
Okay.
So we've been helping those in our community experiencing food insecurities for over 10 years now.
That's awesome. I know originally you were across from the Adrian Post Office, and now you've moved into a new location here on Maumee Street.
Yeah, maybe your listening audience is familiar with our former Blessings of Moore resale store used to be at 423 West Maumee. Earlier this year, we consolidated some of our facilities, and now Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry is operating out of that former location of Blessings and Moore.
So with Fishes and Loaves, some of your food and products come from a regular food bank. How does that all work?
Yeah, we do order food from the regional food bank out of Battle Creek.
Okay.
That's probably less than 10% per monthly volume on what we distribute.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. That means that 90% of the food that gets distributed through Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry are actually donations from this community.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And so we kind of become the distributor. And so it's the wholeness of the community helping out our neighbors who are hurting from food insecurities.
And we want to be sure that our listeners understand that even though you're located in Adrian, it's a Lenawee County project.
It is. We serve all of Lenawee County. So anyone in the county, that is one of part of the eligibility requirements,
yep,
is to be a county resident. But yeah, they can call up, make an appointment, and we'll schedule them and get them in. We would like to be able to someday maybe expand. but we're centrally located here in Adrian. So,
yeah.
I mean, that helps to be in the center of the county.
It does.
To give accessibility to everyone.
It does. So a lot of it then, like you said, comes from local donations. I imagine this time of year, you're probably starting to get more fresh vegetables from the local farmers.
It is, yeah. This is the time of year. Historically, we've even run programs called Plant Row of Hope. So
yes,
if anybody's growing a little extra tomato bush on their front porch,
uh-huh,
you might want to share that, which is important. We get a lot of donations, but sometimes with these type of food distribution centers,
mm-hmm,
you don't always have the healthiest.
Right.
And so fresh produce helps balance that out. So.
Oh, I imagine. I know there were some different dairy giveaways, you know, some people doing some milk giveaways and such, but also you've been the recipient of meat products as well from farmers.
We have, even as of late,
okay,
which is very good. We try to distribute a little bit of everything. Fishes and Loaves is really set up like a small grocery store.
Yes.
And it's client choice, so they can shop. But we do want to have meat products, dairy products, including eggs, milk,
mm-hmm,
cheeses, and the fresh produce, as well as kind of the traditional canned items.
Right.
There's a nice long shelf life for those on donated products. Produce, dairy, meats, we have to move that quickly. And
right,
we do a pretty good job. We tend to serve about 500 families a month.
Okay.
And we know with the current pandemic that we're all struggling with,
right,
there's going to be an increase,
mm-hmm,
as this continues.
And I was wondering,
we've seen a lot of that.
Was there an increase starting in April even?
May? Probably May, we saw as the unemployment went up.
Gotcha.
It's interesting, the increase of people first time.
Okay.
Recipients seeking assistance like,
okay,
that. That was pretty powerful.
Well, one of the things I want to be sure that our listeners know is that on your Facebook page, you put out what this week's needs are.
The need of the week, yes. And that does fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what do the shelves look like? What does our stock look like?
Right.
And this is probably the areas that we need the most help in. And so anybody who sees that or anybody that's cleaning out their cupboards, they're more welcome to come down to Fishes and Loaves, make a donation. We'll provide a gift in kind receipt if they'd like.
Okay.
We distribute by weight. And so we measure things by weight as it comes in.
Okay. So just to wrap things up, what are the best ways for people to find out more about Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry and Neighbors of Hope in general?
I always refer people to the website.
Okay.
That's probably the most informative. So that's neighborsofhope.com.
Okay.
And then under the menu bar, it'll say programs, and if you were to click on that, then it'll have our men's, our women and children's, and then Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry as well.
Okay,
so that,
and that's Blessings and More Donation
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, all those things, yeah,
are on. So there. We encourage people, please go to neighborsofhope.com online, and also, of course, Facebook. We have all kinds of pages on there as well.
That's
for
true.
All the different entities. So we encourage you to take a look at those and see if there's a way that you can help your neighbors. Thank you, Steve, for helping us learn a little bit more about Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.